nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Yes, I know Mr. Endicott owns the paper. That's why I'm calling him. Yeah, but, well, I'd rather not tell you what floor I work on. Well, I'm afraid if I do tell you, you'll hang up on me. All right. I work in the basement. And I just wanted... Hello?
That's amazing. You're as dynamic on the phone as you are in person.
I can't believe it. I have this great idea for an investigative reporting team, and no one will listen to me. If I could have 5 minutes with Mr. Endicott, I know he would love my idea. If I could just get past his secretary. Who am I kidding? Mr. Endicott wouldn't listen to me. His secretary won't listen to me. Nobody listens to me. What do you think I should do, Harriet? Harriet?
Oh, sorry, baby. I wasn't listening.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. Chase all the days away. Sing hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining. Come on, get happy. He's only waiting to take your hand. Sing hallelujah. Come on, get happy.
If you want me to get happy, stop singing. Now, where have you been?
I've been delivering the invitations to Mr. Endicott's party.
Oh, boy, would I love to go to that party.
Well, Costan, I'm glad to hear that because I need a ride.
You got invited to the party? Well, you don't even know the Endicotts.
Well, Costan, that's not entirely true. Last week, while I was delivering the mail, I met Mrs. Endicott, and we had a very nice chat. I told her I was an heir to the throne of Meepos, and... told a few jokes, and like that, she invited me to the party.
Wait a minute. What did you tell her?
I told her the one about the rabbi and the kangaroo. You know, he comes in with a kangaroo.
No, not the joke. The part about being an heir to the throne of Meepos? You never told me you were an heir to the throne.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Well, slap me, stupid.
Balky, this is incredible. Well, what are you, first in line? Second? Third?
986th.
Is everyone on Meepos an heir to the throne?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. Only the men and a few of the older women with mustaches.
I don't suppose you got around to telling Mrs. Endicott that there were 985 heirs ahead of you?
Of course, and that's... common knowledge.
Right. So we can go to the Endicott's for the weekend, and I'll finally get a chance to tell Mr. Endicott my idea for the paper, and that will kick my career into high gear, Balky. Life is good.
Cousin, I told you I could make you get happy. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all those cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on.
Balky? I got a new sport coat, a new pair of pants. When I walk into that party, people are going to turn and say, What's that smell? Are you cooking pig snout?
You bet your baby babkas. Cousin, I've got 30 gallons of pig snout ready to take to the Endicott shindig. Hey, listen, when it's my turn to pick the party game, I'm going to suggest bobbing for snout. It happens to be a great icebreaker.
I'm sure it is. Balky, these people don't bob for pig parts. The Endicotts are rich, and the rich are not like you and me.
Oh, come on, Coulson. They're just like everyone else. They put their pantyhose on one leg at a time.
One leg at a time, you think so?
I know so.
You do?
Yes, I
you
do.
Balky, tell me, how many rich people do you know? How many? How many rich people? How many rich people do you know?
None.
None? As in zero, as in no rich people do you know?
That is correct.
Well, it just so happens that I have envied rich people all my life. And I am very familiar with their customs. When they invite you into their homes, you have to behave the way they expect you to behave. What the Endicotts expect to see is Prince Balky, so you have to act like royalty.
Cousin, I don't know how to do that.
Luckily, I do know how to do that.
I knew you would.
Now, first of all, royalty always refer to themselves in the first person plural, never in the first person singular, always in the first person plural. So, if someone asked you what you think of the party, you would say...
I think...
Wrong.
You think...
No.
He, she, or it thinks...
We think.
We do?
That's right.
What's right?
We is right.
I know we is, but what is we right about?
We is the correct word.
We is.
Now you've got it.
I do.
We do.
We do? We do what? What are we talking about? I don't know what we're talking about. Last thing I knew, I was Sorry. Cooking up some snout.
Balky, shh. Let me make this very simple for you. Just use the word we instead of the word I.
Wait a minute. You mean I simply substitute the plural personal pronoun for the singular in all cases? Why you didn't say so?
My mistake. Okay, let's try it. You arrive at the party, and someone says to you, oh, welcome, Prince Bartokomus, so good of you to come. And you would say...
We're very happy to be here, and we would appreciate it if one of you good people would give us a hand with our tub of snout. Wow, cousin. King Ferdinand's whole palace would fit in here. And there would be plenty of room left over for his livestock.
The Endicotts are coming. Remember, your royalty.
Prince Bartokomus.
Your Highness.
Everyone, attention. May I present His Highness Balki Bartokomus, Crown Prince of Mipos.
Thank you.
Your Highness, Mrs. Endicott and I are honored by your presence in our home.
Oh, and a lovely, lovely home it is. We were just remarking that it would be perfect for the king's livestock.
You are too kind.
Go on with you.
You'll have to excuse the prince. When he meets someone he likes, he gives them the royal shove.
How delightful. I hope I don't get the royal bruise.
You're not. She's good.
Your Highness, would you please excuse us? I see that some guests have just arrived.
Oh, yes. No problem, Mrs. Endicott.
Oh, no. Please, call us Muffy and Bobo.
Do make yourself at home.
Mr. Endicott, I was hoping...
Excuse me.
Cousin. Look at this. Everybody brought food. I knew I should have brought the pig's snout.
Well, it's too late for that now. Balki, listen. I really have to talk to Mr. Endicott for a couple of minutes. Why don't you go and get something to eat?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Well, for heaven's sake. Oh, well, I don't mind if I do. Well, I'm speechless.
Mind terribly if we joined you.
Why, are we coming apart? Take a load off.
Oh, Prince.
Oh, stop it.
Your Highness, I'd be honored if you dropped by the country club next week. We could play a little golf.
We love little golf. We're especially good at the windmill hole.
Oh, Prince, stop.
Tell me, Your Highness, what do you think of American women?
Well, we think they spend a little too much time trying to remove excess facial hair. A trap we're glad to say you didn't fall into.
You know, it's a pity the Meepiot humor doesn't translate into English. Or any other language.
Your Highness, I've been wondering, why in the world would a prince be working in the mailroom of my husband's newspaper?
Well,
could I field this one for you, Prince?
Well,
His Highness doesn't want anyone at the Chronicle to know he's heir to the throne. He came to this country to find a wife, but he wants her to love him for himself, not for his wealth, power, and place in history.
That sounds like that Eddie Mumfrey movie, Coming to America.
Would you, excuse us? And them? Cousin, are you aware that you just told a big fat lie?
I'm sorry, Balky. I guess I'm just so frustrated at not being able to get to Mr. Endicott that I forgot that lying was a bad thing.
If the lying doesn't stop, I'm out of here.
Okay, it's all right. I'm better now.
You are?
Yes, I am.
No more lying.
No more lying.
Attention, attention. We need two more for polo. Does anyone play?
We do.
I didn't know polo would be so hard.
Cousin, think about it. Hitting a tiny ball with a stick while riding a galloping horse at full speed is not a skill you can fake.
I thought the horse would do more.
All right, cousin. The time has come for me to tell Muffy and Bobo the truth.
If you tell the Endicott you are not a prince, they will throw us out, and I will never get a chance to talk to Mr. Endicott.
Nevertheless, the truth must be served.
Can't you serve it later?
No, it's getting cold. You realize I'll have to go now.
Yes, I know. You know I'll have to stop you.
Yes, I know.
No.
It's the pride of Meepos.
Hi.
Bobo. I...
Mr. Endicott. Bobo. I'm so glad I ran into you. I'd like to tell you about a terrific idea I had for the paper. We set up an investigative reporting unit, you know, along the lines of Woodward and Bernstein. I'd be happy to head up the team. Statistics show that papers who have these teams win more Pulitzers and increase their circulation on an average of 4.63%. I think it's just the thing the Chronicle needs.
A bad idea. I had an investigative reporting team on the last paper I owned. They got me sued for $38 million. Mm. What was your name again?
McGregor. Joe McGregor.
That's better. Buffy, Momo. I'm sorry about the mess.
Oh, please don't concern yourself. It's nothing. A Persian rug, a gift from the Aga Khan, a small price to pay for the honor of your highness's company.
Well, we gotta talk about that.
Do we really? I mean, I've said everything I have to say, and
let it go, Joe. I'm not the kind of royalty you think I am. I am an heir to the throne of Meepos, but so are all the other men on Meepos and a few of the older women with mustaches.
Oh, dear. you look at the time. Why don't we all go in to dinner?
You see, cousin, I told the Endicotts the truth about myself, and they didn't throw us out. Bobo?
Balky.
Muffy?
Balky.
Muff? It's Balky. You accidentally locked us out.
It was no accident, Balky. They meant to lock us out.
Cousin, you mean that the Endicotts pretended to be my friends, but they were not?
Well, I'm sorry we ever came. Forget about the Endicotts, Balky. If they don't want you as a friend, well, they're the ones who are missing out. You have more class in your little finger than all of them put together.
Thank you, cousin.
All rich people are snobs anyway.
Horse apples. Not all rich people are snobs, just those jerks. What do they know? They never worked a day in their lives.
Wow. Imagine what they'd have if they worked.
I've been watching you all evening. You seem like a nice kid. But 86, the royalty act. And you, I like the idea you had for the paper.
Well, I appreciate that, but Bobo the clown hates it. What does it matter what we think?
Oh, it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what I think. I'm Bobo Senior.
You're Bobo. You're Bobo.
Cousin, this really is no time for your Bing Crosby imitation.
I still own controlling interest in the paper. And I think that your idea about the investigative reporting team isn't half bad.
You like it? Did you hear that, Balky? He likes it. You mean I can head up the team?
No, that's the half that was bad. We need somebody that's more experienced. But don't worry, you'll get your chance to be on the team. I never forget a name, Joe McGregor.
Appleton. My name is actually Larry Appleton. Joe McGregor is just a nickname.
It's a stupid nickname. Almost as stupid as Bobo. Skippy, now that's a nickname. Open up. It's Big Bobo.
Well, there you go, cousin. All rich people are not snobs. Big Bobo was very nice to us.
He didn't invite us in to dinner.
Well, don't you worry about that. I've got 30 gallons of pig snout at home with your name on it.